This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Xcel Energy customers will see lower energy bills because of a steady drop in natural gas prices. CPR Sam Brash has more.
A warmer-than-usual winter in Europe has let gas prices come back down to earth over the last few months. Xcel Energy is gradually passing those savings on to customers. It's planning to cut about $1.80 off the average household natural gas bill in April and 56 cents off the average electricity bill. That's in addition to previous drops in December and February. Now, those reductions haven't stopped an investigative committee at the state legislature. It's looking into ways to protect ratepayers from future commodity price swings and plans to question Xcel Energy executives this afternoon. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado Starbucks workers are in federal court in Denver this week. They claim the company fired them in retaliation for union support. A judge could force the company to rehire the unionized workers and give them back pay. The trial is the largest case in Starbucks stores in Colorado began organizing last year. The town of Nederland is shutting down its police department. CPR's Tony Gorman reports the move comes after a series of resignations.
Those include its top position. Marshal Jennifer Feinleven stepped down last September. A finalist for the job was selected after a months-long search, but the candidate withdrew his name. The town is relying on a recent tax increase to restaff the department. In the meantime, the town will contract with the Boulder County Sheriff's Office for law enforcement coverage. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Aurora has a new fire chief. Alec Otten comes from Virginia. Aurora's last fire chief left for Las Vegas last year. Preventing gun violence has been an elusive goal in many states. Now Colorado is trying a new approach.
So when we think about a public health approach to preventing firearm injury and death, it's really using the tools we have in public health the way we have for lots of other problems.
A new initiative hopes that learning more about firearm injuries and deaths can help prevent them. And there's more on that in about 15 minutes as Morning Edition continues here on CPR News.